T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Coming up in about 20 minutes, we'll give you a chance to win some money with the Magnificent Seven, Robbie's best seven plays of the weekend. We'll also give you a chance to win some money in about 4 minutes with the code word to win $1,000.
There is a clue in this song.
There is a clue. So keep it. Think about it. Think about it as we got that coming up for you. Heat have a big time matchup tonight. I want to get more into this this all-star thing that went down. Plus, some comments from Stephen A. Smith on where the Heat stand. There was a big piece on ESPN yesterday about Dwayne Wade and Jimmy Butler, and Jimmy Butler being the perfect fit. And so Stephen A. Smith had some high praise for Jimmy Butler's season thus far in Miami. We'll get to that. And Jason Jackson is going to join us next hour at the Jack Show. He is going to come on, talk a little Heat and Clippers with him. We'll talk some all-star game with him as well. As... no starters yesterday. We found out Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, they are not in the All-Star game as of yet. We'll find out, I assume, next Thursday is the date. They usually do that on a TNT broadcast. So we'll find out whether or not they are making the All-Star game as reserves, which, I mean, they deservingly will. I suppose it's possible that one of them could end up starting anyway, because I don't know if Joel Embiid's going to be back. He's still been banged up with that finger. So... I would assume the Sixers don't want to play, but then All-Star Game is probably, what is it, that's the middle of February?
Yeah, it's President's Day weekend. It's that Sunday, the day before President's Day.
You know, and believe it or not, it's one of those things where they want you to play in the All-Star Game. If possible, you could just gut it out a little bit, because it's a big marketing opportunity. And, you know, Joel Embiid, I'm sure his shoe company wants him to go out there, just give him some run a little bit. You know, not to the extreme case, like if his finger's mangled, his finger's mangled, but... you know, it might be one of those things where he does some token minutes and just goes and waves the hat and whatnot. Just say, hey, I started the All-Star game. Get it on out there. Who knows? Although, wasn't there a year where Jimmy Butler just didn't go? Like, because I think, was it with Minnesota? I feel like he just didn't feel like going to the All-Star game.
I know it happens in hockey all the time. Just people like, I don't want to go.
Listen.
Take a vacation.
I'm not mad about it. Do what you do. If Jimmy wanted to go on vacation instead of go to the All-Star game, go ahead. Whatever floats your boat. But I think, I'm hoping this is a cool All-Star weekend for the Heat, because I hope that the Young Bucks, the Baby Goats, that they get to go into the Rising Stars game. I hope that we get Duncan Robinson in the three-point contest. I don't believe that's been announced yet.
Or Tyler Hero, or maybe both.
I know that it seems like we finally got clarification on Derek Jones Jr. I don't know if they've officially announced it, but multiple people are reporting that he has accepted the invitation to join the dunk contest, which I do wonder for him is an interesting thing, because, you know, he did it as basically a G Leaguer with the Phoenix Suns. And, you know, he's made such a thing this year about he's more than a dunker. So I wonder if there is a piece of him that's a little bit like, do I want to do the dunk contest? Do I want to be known as airplane mode, the dunk guy? You know, everybody sees my cool dunks during the games anyway, but I'm more than that, man. You know, he's not shy about shooting it. We know that when it comes to Derek Jones Jr., and he's been such a staple for them defensively. I wonder if there's a piece of dunk of Derek Jones Jr. that's just like, you know, maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I should try and show everybody I'm above this.
And I think we got a predicament for All-Star Saturday as well, because normally I like to watch All-Star Saturday on a tape, because if you add up all the minutes of competition, it's like 5 minutes, and they drag it out over 3 hours.
Right.
But now if Derrick Jones Jr. is going to be in it, if Duncan Robinson is going to be in it, Kendrick Nunn.
Got to be tuned.
Like now I got to be tuned in live.
Who's shooting? Who's in three-point contest?
We don't know. We don't know.
Damn.
We don't know yet.
We could possibly have two. They're not going to do it. We can have two guys in, right?
It's not illegal. It's allowed. You get allowed to have two guys on the same team.
Yeah, I mean, if you have two guys leading, I mean, well, it really doesn't count because Myers Leonard is up there.
Remember when James Jones beat
him? I don't think he is up there anymore. I don't feel like Myers makes the
How about the guy from the Bulls that won, and then he came back and defended his title in just NBA uniform because he wasn't on the team?
Oh, that's hard times, Daddy.
Right.
Yeah, James Jones beat two Celtics. I think he beat Ray Allen, and he beat somebody else that was on the Celtics.
Let's give you a chance to win $1,000 right now with the Super $1,000 ticket giveaway. Your word this hour is sick. That's sick. S-I-C-K.
I would have came back with a little Neo.
We came back. What was that? System of a Down?
Disturbed. Down with the sickness.
That's okay.
No, well. Little Neo. So sick.
I don't know that stuff, man. That's too new school for me.
Neo is too old school? Is too new school for you?
Yeah.
Interesting. Text sick to 72881. That's 72881. All you Yahoos out there who texted to 67974, it's not going to count. 72881 is the $1,000 giveaway number. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text drive it in. It's brought to you by Anna Jar and Levine. Accident attorneys. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Huge game tonight.
Huge.
Hey, somebody texted earlier.
Yep.
Right? Using Tobin logic, if the Clippers lose and the Heat beat the Clippers, it's not a TW because two of their guys aren't playing.
They could, like, in their eyes, if they don't want to count it as a true loss,
in their eyes,
I'm not gonna besmirch them about that. But it's a TW for us. I don't know what to tell you.
How can you have a TW and not a TO? Like, it's like a nothing game.
No, that's not true. You don't get it. It's okay, man. You don't have to know about these kind of statistics. I understand you're an old school guy. You like just wins and losses. I'm a new school guy. I'm about analytics, and so the analytics say that this is a TW for the Heat if they get the win. Not a true loss for the Clippers. You know, if they want to be meek about it, that's fine. That's on them. That's on them. I can't. You know, I'm not. They had a day off here, Robbie?
Yes, they did. They were in Atlanta on Wednesday.
Atlanta's not a real game, Leroy.
And they rested. They rested everybody against Atlanta.
No, you know what? Tonight doesn't qualify. You cannot. You have to put this under a true loss category. Then
Atlanta beat them when they play Atlanta.
Two nights ago they played at Atlanta and everybody rested.
Right.
Yeah. So I can't.
So they're fresh.
Yeah. So they're fresh, Leroy. Guess what? Yeah, it's a true loss for them. I don't know what to tell you. That's under the analytics. I got it.
Have you? Let me ask you a question. In fairness, have the Heat ever had a victory where you said, oh, the other team didn't have them or this happened and that wasn't a TL for them?
You know, I don't think about the other teams, so I don't know. I would have to research it.
Are you sure you're not a politician?
I would have to figure
it out.
That's
why we can't get the street built. Because politician on politician crime. If you was a regular person, you could deal with these politicians.
Not true. I would have to bribe them, obviously. That's how you get it done.
Breaking news.
What?
We have a line.
Oh.
The Clippers, without Paul George and with Patrick Beverley being doubtful, although the Heat do have their injury concerns too, the Clippers are on the road 2.5-point favorites.
Hey. It's going to be hard times for them today. I don't know what to tell you.
Wow.
What?
Did you just type something in?
No.
Get rid of Cleroy. Brenda Tobin, keep up the good work. Don't let this bum Cleroy hurt your show.
Thanks, man.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I got an answer for you, buddy. Hold on.
You about to block him?
Nope. I don't block people. I don't need to block him. I can deal with him.
Okay.
Kick. Sharp. Sharp. Boulders.
I don't think there are sharp boulders. So you kick sharp rocks.
Should I add I want it to bleed?
I mean, it's up to you. It's your message. What else you got, Robbie?
I was worried about getting boxed in with my Neo come. But thankfully, that Neo song that Leroy was talking about was 2005, and that Disturbed song that I played was 2000. So, yes, that Neo school was a little too new school for me. About 5 years too new school.
So you only go, once you get to 2000,
that's
too
it,
new
that's
school.
That's it, that's it.
The last 20 years of music, not
nope,
for you.
Yeah, nope.
Understood. Understood. Listen, he's got other things to pay attention to. It's understandable.
Action.
Action's action, which we will find out in 15 minutes. Magnificent Seven coming up.
Yeah. But yeah, the like we said earlier, Jimmy Butler, he's dealing with knee soreness. Goran Dragic is dealing with the calf. And Kendrick Nunn is dealing with a sore Achilles. Doesn't sound good. Now, I don't know if we could have a mild Achilles injury. I've never seen one before.
Maybe the Heat are doing a thing with the injury report where they make it so severe just to deke some people, you know?
Hence why the Lions and Clippers are 2.5-point favorites.
Maybe. I don't know. Interesting. It really did pop up out of nowhere because Jimmy Butler had the hip injury, but the knee soreness and, you know, Goran, you're never surprised if he shows up in the injury report because he's a little bit older.
This is what happens.
What?
When your supporters. I'm surprised Tobin hasn't mentioned it's a revenge game for Rodney Magruder.
We did say yesterday.
We said he was playing. I mean, why is it a revenge game, though? You know, if they would have kept Rodney Magruder, you wouldn't have had Kendrick Nunn.
That's amazing.
You know that, right? You know that. Do we all know that? Okay. All you people who were laughing at Riley and saying, look at you, cheap ass. You had to get rid of Rodney Magruder. How about now? This is why he told you there are no obstacles. There are tons of them, but there are none. All you ingrates who said, washed father, old man, hey, go eat your tapioca. Hey. How do you feel now? Because you could have either had Rodney Magruder, all love to Magruts. We know scavenger, junkyard dog, love him, heat culture. But you got Kendrick Nunn.
Hey.
So how about them apples?
I'm going to just say this.
Well, there are tons of them, but there are none.
We made fun of somebody who brought up Kendrick Nunn. With Ira.
Our old friend.
I know.
Well, because he was asking a question.
Look. To the public, that looks like, he was ahead of the curve. But to us, because we know him, we know this jackass was reaching.
Yeah, I need something.
I need something.
I need to pull up from three here with a shot.
He ended up right, but for all the wrong reasons.
Exactly.
Right.
It's like one of those things where if I was a math teacher, I'd need him to show his work. To get the right answer?
Yes, no work.
But there's no work. He just guessed.
Yep.
So anyway, yeah, welcome back, Rodney Magruder. But, you know, what to tell you.
Somebody say, how the Heat injured all the time? So injured all the time.
Always core with the injury points. That's
Whoa,
why we have to wait to go on.
Oh, we have a comeback.
Yeah.
Listening to your high-pitched voice makes it feel like I was kicking sharp rocks, sharp boulders.
Ooh, we got ourselves a rap battle.
Yeah.
It's going at it. What else you got, Robbie? What are the headlines?
And the All-Star starters were announced yesterday for the NBA.
Let's find these invalid starters. Who were they, Robbie?
Well, you have Trae Young.
Yep.
On the East. And by the way, they do announce it, the East starters and the West starters, but that's not going to be the teams. They're going to have captains pick at the couple weeks from now, whatever.
Do you like the fact that they're still doing the LeBron Giannis thing, or is that a gimmick that was 1 year too much? Because if people felt like they played a little bit harder when they did this with the nice little mix-up of everybody. But
here's the problem.
I just find it kind of goofy.
It's not Giannis or LeBron's fault they're going to be the number one in voting.
I don't have a problem with if you were going to have players choosing. I'm fine with them being the ones choosing it. I just find all of it goofy, like Team Giannis, Team LeBron. It sounds like a reality show, you know? Just East versus West. That's... keep it the same.
No, they change it up a little bit. I like that they change it up. Remember they tried in football?
Yeah, they did Team Deion and Irvin, right?
Yeah, but the problem was that you didn't want your star linebacker taking out your quarterback.
Right.
That would suck.
Yep.
Because, you know, probably back home, ooh, I always wanted to hit you.
Like LeBron has to take Anthony Davis with his first pick, right? Unless, I don't know who gets the first
pick. Because he's the second best player in the NBA?
It's whoever has the most votes between the two of them gets the first pick.
Who had more votes, do you remember?
I'm guessing LeBron.
What happens if Giannis takes AD?
I don't know.
Would he take AD first?
It happened 1 year when it was Team LeBron against Team Steph, and LeBron had the first pick, and he took Kevin Durant from Steph when they were on the same team.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, so this is the third year they've done it?
Yeah, I believe it's this is the third year they've done it, and this is the second time where it will be televised.
All right. That's right. That's why I don't remember it. I forgot about that. They did the draft that was secret because
Nobody wanted the feelings hurt for getting picked last.
Right.
And then they had so much fun that they said, this needs to be televised.
Right. Right. Okay. All right. What else we got, Robbie?
Oh, yeah. Jaren Williams, he announced he's transferring for the University of Miami.
All the success to you, Jaren. I hope the partying is as good wherever you go. Probably won't be.
Why? Why are you doing that?
What?
Wish the man well.
I did.
He's at a little crossroads.
I did.
Right?
Give him a little salute.
No, you didn't. That's not how, no, 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 no. You sent him away. Guy's going to be in your record books forever.
I know. That's crazy. Right. All the quarterbacks this, the school has had.
All the quarterbacks the school has had.
Gino Toretta. Did Vinny do it? Vinny Testaverde. Ken Dorsey.
Gino Toretta. Nope. Ken Dorsey do it?
Bernie.
Nope. Bernie. Nope. Jaren Williams.
Kyle
yep.
Wright.
Who's the other guy who threw for six?
Robert Marv.
Robert Marv. Wow, he went. He's another guy. He had a chance to go play for two schools.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
He played Purdue?
Yeah, he was like at Purdue for 12 years.
Yeah. I know, man. Hey, I think he's getting a pension. He was in college for a long time.
He has 5 degrees.
Right. He was in college for a long time. I mean,
doctor and a lawyer.
Is, what's his name from, was it Southeast? Miami Southeast? Are they still?
Northwestern?
Northwestern.
He's still in, yeah.
He was in Canada for a little bit. He was
Hamilton Tiger Cats.
Hey, I wonder how they going to view that pink suit.
I don't know. I love Ja'Cory, man. I always
sabotaged by Whipple.
I always felt he was sabotaged by Whipple. I was a big Ja'Cory.
Brock
fan.
Berlin.
Brock Berlin's
Brock
got
Berlin,
love.
Hey,
Brock Berlin's got love.
Does Vince Carter get the Wade Dirk All-Star treatment? No, because you got to find somebody else to do it with. Craig Hodges was the kid who the 3-point shot. He won with Chicago, and the next year he wore just standard NBA uniform because he wasn't on a team.
Rob, you ready to win some people some money?
Oh, you thought there was no action this weekend. You'd be mistaken.
Sorely mistaken. Magnificent Seven is next. Ah! It is time for the Magnificent Seven, Robbie the Degenerate's best seven plays of the weekend. You don't know what you're going to get. It could be your standard NFL. College football, sure. Anybody could do that. But where else are you going to find out whether or not you should bet the over-under on Demi Lovato's national anthem? I ask you that. Robbie, the floor is yours. This is an interesting weekend. We are winding out of football games. So this, in my opinion, is when you are at your best. Masterful work. What do you got?
Well, by the way, I think Chris Russo, Mad Dog, he's still doing that. Like, I read that. He's still doing that. He does that. Like he does every day to start his high heat. He still does that. I can't believe after like 30 years, he still does that.
Listen, you got to bring the heat.
But anyways, let's start off. We got a little NBA tonight. Why don't we? Heat, Clippers tonight. We just got a fresh line.
Clippers?
Just came out of the oven with a nice line of 2.5 points. Clippers are favored. Now, we know the Heat this year. We know how they've been up. You know how they've been in the first half and how they've been in the second half. And you know how the first half has been money.
Cooking.
The first half line is not yet out, but if you're doing the math, the Clippers are 2.5 point favorites for the full game. You're probably looking at the Heat plus one, Heat plus 1.5 for the first half. And look, the Heat, they were up at 19 points against the Wizards in the first half, and then the third quarter happened and it all came apart. In fact, the last time that he played LA at home, the war on South Beach when they played the Lakers, they were up by 8 points at halftime. They were up by as many as 14 in the second quarter.
Yeah,
and then the third quarter happened. And if you're a Heat fan, you don't want to stress that third quarter or that big lead, that 20-point lead that gets struck it down to 7.
Why not just worry about the first couple?
Yeah, just only about the first half. And in fact, you know, it's a national game. The Heat are going to come out firing, I think. Whether it's going to be Hero or whether it's going to be Duncan Robinson, they're going to be pumped up for this game. I think the Heat are going to be up pretty solidly. I think the Heat are going to be up by 10 points by halftime. And you got no Paul George and possibly no Patrick Beverley for the Clippers. And you don't have to sweat the third quarter. You're already in the books at halftime. Take the Heat, first half.
All right, that's number one.
I knew that was going to be a thing because he was talking about that all week.
Listen, sometimes you just got to open up. You're opening in. You just got to bring it. You don't want to go all the way to 100 miles per hour. You just want to throw a couple 94s in there, get your arm loose, put a couple on the corner. That's what Robbie's doing here, man.
All right.
And if you really want to in the second half, if the line's so big, if the Heat are up by a significant amount, you could bet the Clippers in the second half.
All right.
Double win.
All right.
A little bonus there.
Double Winsky.
All right, number two.
Number two.
Contrary to popular belief, we got some football this weekend.
Really?
We got a little Senior Bowl action.
How How's he gonna kill? All right.
Well, we have to ballpark these things sometimes. I mean, look, they came out a line for the East-West Shrine game like 3 days before. And how can we not have a line for the Senior Bowl yet? I'm gonna click it one more time. I'm just gonna give it one more refresh. But it's not gonna be big.
Is that four carp? Four carp? That's fishy out there?
Yeah, that is a massive four carp. You are right, Tobin. There that they don't have a line this early because nobody's injured, nobody's probable, nobody's questionable, nobody's doubtful. Everyone who's playing in the Senior Bowl is gonna play. Herbert's going to play. Hurts is going to play. Love is going to play. Shea Patterson's going to play. They're all playing. But it's North versus South. And Jordan Love, he plays for the North squad. He's been all the rage.
Can I read this text?
Yeah.
Leroy, don't let that text get you to change your swag. I hear you trying to put bass in your voice now.
I like it. All right, so
Jordan Love, he plays for the North. Also yep. On the North squad, you got the Washington State quarterback, Anthony Gordon.
King of the North!
And you got Shea Patterson. Those two quarterbacks, no one's talking about them. They have an extra chip on their shoulder. The South QBs.
Hey, Robbie, I'm going to give you a little tidbit of information. You have the biggest chip in the world you want to have on your shoulder. If you know good, it don't matter.
I don't know.
It's a senior, but a senior, remember, you're not allowed to blitz. You're not allowed to. You're only allowed to play a base 4-3 defense.
It's like he's like a free-range chicken. Just go out there, do what he wants.
And, you know, the South quarterback squad.
We would have had a better chance against Ohio State if we had a free-range chicken. Just a regular free-range, cage-free chicken playing quarterback.
But, yeah, the South squad, that's where Herbert, Jalen Hurts, and then the third wild card, Steven Montez from Colorado, they're on the South formation. And I see them practicing in I formation, which is weird. I know Jalen Hurts did a little bit of that in Alabama, but it's just weird Jalen Hurts coming from Oklahoma all of a sudden being in a power eye. It just doesn't seem like it's a good fit. And I think Herbert's going to play a little bit. I don't think he's going to play that much. And usually the big-time prospects, they only play like a handful of series. The other guys usually get more run. They want to protect them, they don't want to get injured. Not that there's a chance, because
usually the big time prospects don't play in this game.
Well, yeah, like Burrow's not playing, and obviously Tua can't play; he's injured. But so, and Matt Patricia, he coaches the North squad. Zach Taylor coaches the South squad. Matt Patricia, I think he's a little bit more desperate. He's on the hot seat.
It's kind of a waste for Zach Taylor to be coaching this game. No,
exactly.
Know what he's going to be doing. It's kind of stupid.
He's going to be half-assing it. He already has his quarterback in the bag. He's not playing in the Senior Bowl.
I don't know if I would want to have Zach Taylor as my coach, quite frankly. I mean, maybe he'll find some gems in the second, third
round.
Isn't
that weird? The guy you actually want to see is not there.
Right.
You're taking him anyway. But you know what? I used to think about this. This has to be an advantage for coaches, for certain coaches, because it gives you access. It gives you ability to see a lot of these players firsthand. So these games have to help. If you get in good graces with some of these teams, some of these coaches, you have to think when your time comes up or when their pick comes up, they're going to take that into consideration.
So I know the line's not out yet, but it's not going to be very big. It's not going to be more than 3 points either way. But either way, the North wins this game outright. Matt Patricia's desperate, and Zach Taylor's too much of a bro for this game.
Number three, Robbie.
All right, more football this weekend. How about the Pro Bowl on Sunday? There's a line. There's an actual line.
There's a line.
AFC is -1.5 points in this game. It's in Orlando. Now, I don't know if you guys have noticed, because that's the way people watch the Pro Bowl.
Haven't noticed.
The AFC has dominated, winning all three since this Pro Bowl moved to Orlando. The AFC has won all three games.
Really?
In fact, they pounded the NFC last year 26-7. Seven in a Pro Bowl.
Wow.
And look, AFC, Lamar Jackson, this is his first Pro Bowl. He's going to want to ball out. He wants to take this game seriously. He's probably still bitter about how he exited from the playoffs.
I agree.
And NFC, you got guys like Drew Brees, who's done it 100 times, and he ain't gonna be.
Drew Brees
into
is still going to Orlando.
Yeah,
I don't feel like he'd want to like. Why don't they do Hawaii anymore?
Because it's a week before now.
Yeah, it's a week before now.
But nobody goes who's in the Super Bowl. Who cares?
Right. No, they all go.
Well, I mean,
if it's after, they go to gloat and rub it in your face.
And, some of these players have to travel back to where the Super Bowl site is for, Radio Row stuff and make appearances,
I think they'll be all right. I think they'll be all right. But go ahead.
But, yeah, NFC also has guys like Kirk Cousins, weird AFC, Ryan Tannehill also.
Wait. Say it again.
Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Ryan Tannehill's in the Pro Bowl?
Well, he was an alternate, and Patrick Mahomes can't play in it because he's in a Super Bowl.
Look at this. Look at this Tannehill. He's just getting the victory lap. How about him?
And so
Ryan Tannehill's in the Pro Bowl.
Yep.
Now, the NFC has not won since 2012. Now, granted, there was a three-year period where there was like Team Irvin against Team Jerry Rice.
Right.
But, yeah, the NFC still hasn't won since 2012. AFC only giving 1.5. They've been pounding them. Take the AFC.
All right, number four, Robbie.
How about two bets for the Pro Bowl? Why don't we?
Well, let's do it.
How about the total of 51? Now, you may be thinking, I know what you're thinking. Pro Bowl, bro, no defense. Over, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
In fact, the over as of yesterday was 49. It's already jumped to full points.
Yep.
So you got to be thinking, oh, bro, it's going to be defense out the wazoo. But wrong.
Whoa.
The Pro Bowl has gone under each of the last 3 years. In fact, the NFC, we just told you, the NFC scored 7 points last year. Mm. And then, yeah, in 2016, you had a 20-13 slobber knocker. In fact, yeah, since it's been in Orlando, the defense has had a little bit more pride.
A little bit more pride, all right.
And, you know, again, Drew Brees, he wasn't really good in that last playoff game, and I expect him to go in the Pro Bowl when he's 100.
I'll tell you what's going to happen, too. This Minka Fitzpatrick's going to have another fortuitous turnover.
It's going to be gifted. They're literally going to place the ball on the ground and say, here, Minka, here's your free turnover.
Wow, Minka. This isn't a Pro Bowl, huh?
Yep.
Wow, we were doing this again. We've done this all year. Like, he's had fluky turnovers.
What are you reciting all the former Dolphins that are there? You're like, oh, that guy's there, huh?
Oh, yeah. What we could do is do the show from October again. Hey, Minka made a play. Go. Anyways, take the under in this game. As it may be unpopular, but the under's the play in the Pro Bowl, believe it or not.
All right. Number five, Robbie.
All right, we got a little Royal Rumble.
Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm into it. Let's go.
There's odds for this.
All right.
Wait.
Royal Rumble.
See why I didn't have four down territory.
What? I'm enjoying it. Let's go. Come on.
Now, here's the thing. I could bet the entire Royal Rumble card and go 6-0, but I don't want to pad my stats because some of these guys are super lopsided favorites.
Right.
Even in the actual Royal Rumble match, Roman Reigns has gone from a -200 favorite to -350. Mind you, it's a field of 30 people, and he's -350 to win.
Wow.
So we're not putting that in the Magnificent Seven. That would be cheating. That would be Astros level cheating. But we can do Roman Reigns. He's before he fights in the actual Roman Rumble. He is in the singles match against King Corbin.
And how can Roman Reigns be such a favorite in the Royal Rumble? What if he gets hurt against King Kane?
that's a fair point.
I mean, this could be a real slobber knocker, as our boy Jim Ross would say. What if it's a real fight, a real brouhaha? Leroy takes a steel chair to that. What if there's not concussion protocol anymore?
Brouhaha, slobber knocker.
Yeah,
I'm out.
But there's actually the three catfish in this line because Roman Reigns right now is a -180 favorite, and he was actually a bigger favorite. He's actually at -260, and money's actually coming in on King Corbin,
really?
Believe it or not.
Interesting.
So, and on the flip side, it's weird. Reigns has become a less of a favorite in the singles match, but in the 30-man Royal Rumble, he's become a bigger favorite. It's a little weird.
Now, is this King Corbin just stealing the Macho King's bit? Because everybody knows that the Macho Man went to the Macho King as another turn into his career. I think there was King Booker at one point. Like, kind of seems like King Jerry the King Lawler. It feels like there's been a lot of kings over the history of wrestling.
Yeah, King Mo, too. They're stealing it from him, too.
I know, of course, King Mo. King Mo had the bit in MMA, though. It was great.
Maybe this guy knows Patrick Corbin.
Perhaps.
As we know in wrestling is predetermined.
Yeah.
When you always bet the favorites. I know it's uncomfortable to lay the money line. That's why I'm not doing the entire card. I'm just doing this match. This is the cheapest of the favorites at -180. Discounted price. It was at 260 before. Now it's at 180. I'm always good for a discount one. So it was a giant price slash. I'm in. And it's a lock. It's predetermined, guys. Take Roman Reigns. He's going to win. It's fixed, guys.
Well, I'm very uncomfortable with you saying that. I got to be honest with you. We don't
know.
We don't know. I mean, something could go awry.
Why would Vegas put it on the?
Well, the very limited bets that
you can
cap.
Yeah, they're capped.
You can't have like Triple H going out there taking $1 gazillion to the book, and all of a sudden you have a swerve and Hornswoggle wins the Royal Rumble. You can't do that. Anyway, what else you got, Robbie? Number six.
All right. Well. I'm gonna have so many bets for next week. I'm not gonna be able to. I have to squeeze some of them in now.
Oh, so you wanna get some Super Bowl bets in now because you think next week's gonna be as busy?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't wait for 8:20 Friday before the Super Bowl. What that gentleman's gonna be like on Radio Row is gonna be something to see.
So I figured I already bet the national anthem. So I'll sneak in a couple more bets here. There's a big. We all know there's a big game a week from Sunday. Little Puppy Bowl.
Oh, God.
Team Ruff against Team Fluff. And in fact, wait, Leroy, there's a spread.
Where are you going, Leroy?
Team Ruff.
Team Ruff versus Team Fluff.
Team Fluff is a 7.5-point favorite.
Somebody who's supposed to be a professional bets on the Puppy Bowl.
Wow, he actually just up and left. We finally hit his breaking point.
Well, since they started the scoring match with Team Ruff against Team Fluff, the first couple years, they've been bad blowouts. I mean, they didn't know what they're doing.
But the Puppy Bowl, so they got to have new participants every year, right?
Yes, new. It's a new cycle every year. And in fact, but the past couple Puppy Blows have been closer than the experts think.
Really?
Yes, they've been dogfights, if you will.
I love you, man.
Are you done?
Oh, no.
A lot of pressure, too. It's kind of like the Kentucky Derby. You only get one shot as a three-year-old. Puppy Bowl, you only get one shot in your life to win the Puppy Bowl.
And, in fact, Team Ruff won last year, breaking the two-game winning streak that Team Fluff had prior. And, in fact, the underdog, no pun intended, they have covered two of the last three, including in 2017. They were underdogs, and the underdog blew out the favorite by a lot. So, and I'm declaring this for Team Ruff. I am declaring this a pride game. How could you be in a Puppy Bowl and getting 7.5 points from Team Fluff? There's no way the Ruff team is going to allow that. Take the 7.5 points. Take Ruff.
Oh, my God. This may be my favorite ever. And number seven, Rob.
All right. Well, there's another bet on the Puppy Bowl. What the gender of the MVP will be.
Really?
Yes. You can male or female. Male is the favorite at -130. Female still at -110. It's pretty close odds. Male, if you will. Now,
are the males neutered?
I don't know. I think it's probably too.
No, they're not. I can tell you why, because there's another prop bet you could bet on whether any of the dogs are going to try to mate during the Puppy Bowl.
Yes, yes, because they're dogs.
Oh, people are into the Puppy Bowl bets.
One guy
just texted Puppy Bowl. F yeah.
Yeah, come on. What are we doing here?
So the male versus female to win the MVP of the Puppy Bowl. Now, I've noticed some things when I'm watching my animal shows over the course of years. Like man versus bear. What I've noticed is that the males, they do the strength and the eating challenge. They have three bears, they have two males and one female.
Right.
But when it comes to the obstacle course, they put the female out there, and the female can run up to 35 miles an hour.
So the female is not prone to distractions like the male puppy.
The females are more agile. They're put it this way: the males are better at cardio. The males are better at lifting, but the females are probably better at cardio.
That's probably if they're not fixed. They're probably so horny they can't get through the obstacle course.
Yeah, they're gonna be super distracted. The males are.
Meanwhile, while that female's running away, they're gonna be like,
Yeah, they're just checking out that female ass.
Yeah.
That puppy ass.
You say, hey, Bubba, you want to swipe left or swipe right?
And I noticed also from watching lions. Now, lions, the male lions, they're lazy asses. Let's be honest. The female, the lioness, they're out there doing the grinding. They're out there doing the hunting.
Yep.
And in fact, all the male lions do is they slut shame the lioness. That's all they do.
That's true.
And they kill any other lion that's a threat to the pride.
If a lioness does have another lion cub, she's out of the pride. Like, you can't just be a floozy lion out here just being up in my pride. It's the rough life out here. Because you know that other lion's screwing a bunch of ladies. It's a very sexist world, the lion world.
Yeah, and so the female lions, the females in the animal kingdom, they're the badasses. And I did notice that the past 6 years, a male has won the MVP. So I don't think, who watches the Puppy Bowl?
Degenerates.
Well, degenerates and females. They love puppies. And I don't think they want bad press for another male winning the Puppy Bowl. I think they want to make sure a lady wins the Puppy Bowl MVP. So they don't want any outrage whatsoever.
There's a feminist movement when it comes to the Puppy Bowl.
I mean, when the males won six in a row and they win again, there's going to be some outrage. I have a feeling. Especially when I just pointed out that.
Oh, my God.
What is wrong?
So, and the female's a slight underdog at -110, so I'm taking the lady dog to win the Puppy Bowl MVP.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is called the Magnificent Seven.
I had a chance to leave, try to get rid of it, come back right to the middle of it.
Yep. Nice try. You can't escape it. You can only hope that you just get the knowledge and soak it in, Leroy. Jason Jackson is going to join us next hour. We'll talk some All-Star game with him. Heat Clippers tonight as well. As Jimmy Butler was snubbed, we'll get into a little bit more of that next.
Who let the dogs out? Hooter, hooter, hooter.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. Before the end of this hour, we'll give away a pair of tickets to The Night Before with Zach Brown Band, put on by Radio.com and 99.9 Kiss Country.
Oh, I was excited about, I saw something come up the...
Practical Jokers.
Yes! Next week!
Yeah.
Oh!
Going?
Show trip?
Sure, I'll go. I don't know Impractical Jokers, but I'll go.
What?
Yeah.
It's shenanigans!
Sounds
That's
good.
That's all they do!
Well, it sounds like it's up my alley.
Yep.
So if you guys want to win yourself some tickets to Zach Brown Band, keep on listening. We'll give you tickets away to that before the end of the hour. Jason Jackson's going to join us next hour.
Yep.
And we'll give you a chance to win $1,000 coming up in about 15 minutes time. But yesterday, Jimmy Butler, he was wrongfully kept off the NBA All-Star starters. Just a giant Ponzi scheme
again,
to keep him out of
again.
Here. Nope, I
They're
don't want
to not trying to keep him out of the game.
Nope, they are.
If he plays in the game, all this is for naught. This is wasted energy.
Nah, let's be honest with this, Leroy. This has been an NBA media that's been obsessed with the Philadelphia 76ers. Everybody looked upon him as a loser for coming down to Miami. And what has happened? Nothing but winning, sir.
Let me ask
Nothing
you a question.
But winning.
How many votes you think Jimmy Butler got from the state of Minnesota?
Oh, yeah, getting a vote from Towns or Wiggins.
Oh, just in the state
Towns keep it off the ballot. You know, Wiggins voted for himself. Let's be honest. He's a self-voter.
Right, but you understand what I'm saying? So anytime you have a situation where, regardless of what happened, people aren't going to vote for you, it matters.
Maybe. How about this? You ever think about this? How about if you're Ben Simmons or if you're Karl Anthony Towns with his grandma arms or Andrew Wiggins, why don't you look in the mirror and think, huh, they're pretty good. Maybe it was me. Because it seems like everybody down here, correct me if I'm wrong, seems like we're all having a good time down here, yeah? Heat players, they look like they like Jimmy Butler a whole ton, huh?
Yeah, they're young, though.
Whatevs. Oh, who, you know, Karl Anthony Towns wasn't young? Andrew Wiggins wasn't young?
Nah, but different place. Come from a different place.
Yeah, number one overall picks. Big spoon-fed babies is what they are. Right in a high chair.
What is wrong with you?
But what?
It's Friday.
I don't care.
Jimmy Butler will be in the All-Star game. And so we're having this conversation. Everybody knows he's going to get in.
He should be drafted with the best players.
He will be.
He has had the biggest impact on
He
this
will
team.
Be. Okay, here we go.
Let me hear Stephen
A. Here, right now.
What?
10 or under.
10 or under what?
Picks. Before he gets drafted.
I don't know. Who cares? He should be in the top
you're,
five.
You're acting like you're caring.
No, you have to pick the starters first.
Okay, but if he's going to get all-star
So is
credits,
he one of the first two reserves taken is what you're saying?
No. Five stars on each team.
Right, but two stars are picking, so they got to pick the top four picks of the starters.
Four picks, eight.
So that's eight. So I said, will he be picked among the first two reserves?
Right.
He should be.
No. Will he be picked? Oh, because the starters have to start.
Okay,
first two reserves. Yeah. Correct.
So, yes.
Two is a number.
Over. Wait, is over good or under? How do you want to do that?
I think you go by average draft position, like you would go under.
Under.
That's how they do it when you draft prop bets. Like two over, under, four
so
and a half.
He would get picked. Right, correct.
Under.
So under, right.
Don't forget about that. Hey, let's also not forget. You know that TJ Warren was infiltrating all the Pacers with, you better not be voting for Jimmy Butler. Me. I see you, Sabonis. Me. Laid waste to him.
What is that little?
That's TJ Warren's inside voice after Jimmy Butler took his lunch money.
I don't have him doing
Do we this. Have Jimmy Butler just roasting and toasting TJ Warren and just ending all basketball existence for that poor bastard?
You guys around this locker room, you
Which reminds
not-
me, he ain't getting no votes in Indiana.
Yeah, because you know that crackpot Mark Boyle. He's going to be out there. He's like, oh, hey, they don't even deserve an all-star in Miami.
I think it's tough for him because I can guard him and he can't guard me. Like, at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. But like I said, I think you just got to watch your mouth in certain situations. There's some that you just don't say as a man. And I mean, he got to see me the next time because I feel like what he said was truly disrespectful. And it's all good because
we see him again, I ain't scared of nobody. So, you know, he talking about, oh, we're going to fight this, that. It is what it is to me.
And then what did you notice, the middle finger from him, and was the blowing of the kiss?
He's soft. He's not even in my league, like nowhere near me. And if I was their coach, I would never put him on me ever again. Yeah. He's
there goes the McMillan's like, no, vote.
Put somebody else on me because I'm a Taz of every time we play.
So is this sort of to be continued in the next game, you think?
For what? He can't do nothing with me. He can't do nothing. Like when I say that he's trash, like I mean that. He's not in my league. I take it as disrespect if you ever put him on me.
Wow. Why would you vote for that guy? Soft-ass players. Soft.
Jimmy can be abrasive at times. It is what it is.
Trash.
That's fine.
Can I hear Stephen A. Smith?
You can't complain about him not getting votes.
I appreciate at least Stephen A. Smith. He yesterday was going on a little Heat thing. I mean, I don't know if he knows any of these Heat players for more than a second, but I liked what he said because I like the way he says things.
Pat Riley is the one that establishes the culture. He's no nonsense. He's not about all of this stuff, this new age load management and all. He ain't about all that. Mm-hmm. He's Pat Riley, and there's a certain way that things are going to be done. There's a certain character that he wants on his team. Hassan Whiteside, who's not doing a good job in Portland, by the way, he was not that guy for my Miami, but Adebayo is that dude.
Bam.
Hero is that dude. Robinson is that dude. This kid, Kendrick Nunn, is special. As far as I'm concerned, he's number three on my list for rookie of the year when all is said and done. He
Maybe
is a
even
special
number
kid.
Two. Well,
he's
number two
right now.
Yeah.
So you look at him and what they have. And they have a guy in Jimmy Butler that the younger dudes defer to.
Hero, Duncan Robinson.
So here Jimmy Butler is waking up at 5:30 in the morning, working out and all of this other stuff because he know those young kids are coming. Now, they're looking to him for guidance, but he also know they're coming for him if he ain't on his game. They expect him to play, all of them, Adebayo included. They expect him to be ready. They don't expect him to take nights off. So you have a leader that's allowing others to hold him accountable the way he holds them accountable, which fits exactly into the culture that Dwayne Wade has alluded to, exactly what Pat Riley loves.
See?
Exactly.
You know you've made it when Stephen A. Smith is calling you that dude. Adebayo's that dude. Tyler Hero's that dude. I don't care if he hasn't watched him. As long as he refers to him as that dude, I'm good.
I mean, not for nothing. You think they need another piece?
I don't know. I mean, like, it's been pretty good so far, Leroy.
Again, every time I bring it up, and I'm being honest.
Because you know
every
what?
Time I bring it up, they go out and beat the guy, beat the yeah, and teams then, I think it would have.
And then every time you bring this up, it's just a luring trap, so then I get in trouble for trading somebody. I see you.
No,
I see
that's
moves.
Not. No,
I see your moves.
I'm not like you.
Look,
that's game recognized game because you're like that. You think everybody else is like that. That's not me. I'm just trying to spark a little conversation. That's it.
Adebayo is that dude.
Bam.
Hero is that dude. Robinson is that dude. This kid, Kendrick Nunn, is special. As far as I'm concerned, he's number three on my list for rookie of the year when all is said and done.
Wait, what do you mean number three?
To find
you
number
don't even
three,
know what Zion's gonna to do. Find, like, what game?
To find number three, all you gotta do is play. Jeez,
special. Give you a chance to win $1,000 coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.